Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Monk and the Butterfly by Kai T. Murano presents a collection of short Zen-inspired stories designed to support mindfulness, inner peace, and personal growth. Framed as gentle parables, the book invites readers to slow down and notice how small moments can carry big lessons about change, letting go, and living with greater clarity. The title suggests the book's central contrast, the steadiness of a monk and the light, shifting nature of a butterfly, pointing toward a practice of meeting life as it is without clinging or fear. Rather than offering heavy theory, the book leans on simple scenarios, symbolic imagery, and reflective takeaways that can be revisited in minutes and applied throughout the day. As part of a mindful living series, it is structured for readers who want practical wisdom in an accessible form, whether for a morning reset, a calm evening routine, or a brief pause during a stressful day. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mindfulness in ordinary moments. A core thread in Zen storytelling is that awakening is not reserved for retreats or special experiences. It is found in ordinary moments, the breath, a cup of tea, a short walk, a conversation, a mistake. This book uses brief stories to highlight how awareness can be practiced in everyday life without adding complexity. The lessons typically point toward noticing what is happening right now, including bodily sensations, emotions, and thoughts, and recognizing when the mind drifts into rumination or prediction. By keeping each story compact, the collection supports micro-practices pause, observe, soften, respond. Readers are encouraged to trade autopilot for presence, not by forcing the mind to be blank, but by returning to what is real and immediate. This orientation can reduce stress because many anxieties intensify when attention is pulled into imagined futures or replayed pasts. The stories also reinforce non-judgmental observation, allowing readers to see habits clearly without turning self-awareness into self-criticism. Over time, this kind of mindful attention can improve patience, listening, and decision-making because you are more likely to act from clarity than from reactivity. Secondly, letting go of control and attachment. The theme of letting go sits at the heart of many Zen parables, and the butterfly image is a natural symbol for impermanence and change. The book explores how suffering often grows when we grip too tightly. We cling to outcomes, identities, relationships, or the need to be right. Through story-based reflection, it encourages a different stance, engaging fully with life while loosening the demand that life match a preferred script. Letting go here does not mean indifference. It means releasing the extra layer of tension added by insisting on control. Readers are invited to notice attachment in subtle forms, such as perfectionism, approval seeking, or the fear of uncertainty. The stories tend to point toward flexibility and trust in the process, emphasizing that change is not a problem to solve, but a reality to meet. This mindset can help in periods of transition, career shifts, aging, loss, and relationship change when rigid expectations amplify pain. Practically, the book nudges readers to focus on what can be influenced, values, effort, kindness, and to practice acceptance for what cannot. The benefit is emotional freedom and more adaptive action in real-world situations. Thirdly, compassion and human connection. Zen wisdom is sometimes misread as detached, but many teachings emphasize compassion expressed through simple, grounded actions. In collections like this, a story may show that inner peace is not only a private achievement, it is also relational. The book highlights how empathy, patience, and humility can transform conflicts and soften loneliness. Compassion begins with seeing clearly, recognizing that everyone struggles with fear, desire, pride, and confusion. When a reader reflects on a parable, they are often encouraged to apply the lesson in daily interactions. Listen before responding, assume less, speak with care, and choose curiosity over judgment. The tone of short stories can make these ideas feel attainable because the emphasis is on small shifts rather than dramatic reinvention. The book also supports self-compassion as a foundation for personal growth, reminding readers that harsh self-talk rarely produces lasting change. By practicing gentle awareness, readers can reduce defensiveness and become more open to feedback. The result is improved relationships and a calmer internal climate. Compassion also serves as a stabilizer during stressful times, because it redirects attention from obsessive self-focus toward meaningful connection and helpful action. Fourthly, working with thoughts and emotions. Another important topic is learning to relate skillfully to the mind itself. Zen stories often illustrate that thoughts are not commands and emotions are not permanent states. This book uses parable-like scenarios to show how mental narratives can create suffering when taken as absolute truth. Readers are guided toward observing thoughts as passing events and emotions as signals that can be felt without being obeyed. This is not about suppressing feelings. It is about making space for them and responding wisely. The stories may point toward practices such as labeling experience, returning to the breath, or simply allowing discomfort to rise and fall. This approach can be especially useful for anxiety, irritability, and overthinking, where the mind loops in search of certainty. By stepping back, readers can notice the difference between the raw experience and the story layered on top of it. That distinction often reduces intensity and prevents impulsive reactions. Over time, the reader builds emotional resilience, the capacity to feel deeply while remaining steady. The book's accessible structure supports repeated reflection, which is valuable because changing one's relationship with thoughts and emotions typically happens through gentle repetition rather than a single insight. Lastly, personal growth. Through simplicity and practice, instead of presenting self-improvement as constant striving, the book frames growth as a natural outcome of simplicity, consistency, and self-awareness. The stories encourage readers to return to fundamentals: attention, kindness, honesty, and patience. In Zen, progress is often less about acquiring and more about uncluttering, letting go of what is unnecessary so what matters can emerge. This collection supports that orientation by offering many small lessons rather than one rigid system. Readers can choose a story that matches their day, reflect briefly, and carry a single intention forward. This makes the book practical for busy lives because it respects limited time and energy. The theme of practice is important, insights are valuable, but repeated application is what changes behavior. The book nudges readers towards small daily rituals: a mindful pause before speaking, a short breath check, gratitude, or a moment of acceptance during stress. This approach can build confidence because it turns growth into something manageable and measurable. Compared to high-intensity productivity manuals, the emphasis here is on inner alignment, calm clarity, and a steady, humane path of development. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who want mindfulness and Zen-inspired wisdom without dense philosophy. It can work for beginners who are curious about meditation and presence, as well as experienced practitioners who appreciate short reminders that bring them back to the essentials. It is also a good fit for anyone navigating change, stress, grief, or uncertainty, because the themes of letting go and impermanence speak directly to those seasons of life. The practical benefit is that the stories can be used as daily mental resets, helping readers notice their patterns, reduce reactivity, and respond with more calm and compassion. Over time, that can improve relationships, decision-making, and emotional resilience, not through force, but through steady attention. Compared with similar books that rely on long explanations or strict programs, this collection offers flexibility. You can read one story in a few minutes and still gain something actionable. The series-like format also makes it easy to revisit lessons repeatedly, which is often where real change happens. For readers who value gentle guidance, reflective prompts, and bite-sized wisdom, it is worth buying as a daily companion rather than a one-time read. If you would like to support Kai T. Murano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.